And I think the recording's in progress. I bring greetings from my family.
我带来我全家对你们的问候。
They're not here today.
虽然他们今天不在这里。
We are very involved at our church.
我在我们的教会里面也非常的参与服事。
And my wife and two of my daughters were introducing a new song at our church today.
我的太太和我的两个女儿今天在我们的教会要给大家介绍一首新的诗歌。
I try to get them to come with me.
我尝试着让他们和我今天一起来。
But they had previous commitments.
但他们已经有了有些已经已经已经答应了在那个教会。
He loves it when I go off script. But it is great to be with you today.
非常好，与大家今天在一起。
You can see the title of my message on the screen.
你们可以在屏幕上看到我今天要讲的信息的题目。
Have you ever been guilty of showing favoritism?
你们有没有因为由于偏心待人而产生内疚呢？
Or have you ever been the victim of favoritism when someone else was treated better than you?
或者是当别人对待你比对待其他人更好的时候，你有没有成为那个偏心的受害者呢？
Has anyone ever left you out or excluded you from something?
有没有人曾经把你驱逐在外，或者是把你不包括在某个圈子里？
Can Christians be guilty of favoritism?
基督徒会不会犯偏袒的罪？
Yes.
是的。
Yes, we can.
是的，我们也会这样。
Is it possible to show favoritism at church?
那在教会是不是也会有这样的偏袒呢？
Regrettably, yes, it is.
非常遗憾的是，也的确会。
And God devotes the greater part of an entire chapter of Scripture to deal with this sin.
所以说上帝就用了差不多整章篇章来一起来处理这样一个罪。
You and I must aggressively avoid the sin of favoritism.
所以你和我必须非常积极的来避免这个偏袒的罪恶。
If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to James chapter 2.
如果你有圣经的话，让我们一起翻到雅各书第二章。
We read this a moment ago.
我们刚刚就是念了这一段。
But let's read it again.
让我们再一起来诵读。
My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in.
若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去。
If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet.
你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或者坐在我脚凳下边。
Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人了吗？
Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
那亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的之国吗？
But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court?
你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？
Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong?
他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right.
经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point,is guilty of breaking all of it.
因为凡遵守全律法的只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Verse 11.
原来那说不可奸淫的也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，人是犯了。人是成了犯律法的。
Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事。
Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判发生。
We're just going to look at the first four of these verses today.
那今天我们是来看前面四节，主要是前面四节。
In verses 1-4, we see two clear principles God wants us to know about favoritism.
那在前四节里面，神非常明显的向我们显明我们所要讲的两个原则。
Number one, favoritism is prohibited.
第一个，偏袒、偏心是禁止的。
We see that in verse 1.
我们在第一节里面就可以看到。
Believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism.
你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督便不可以貌待人。
And he is called our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀的主耶稣基督。
The one to whom belongs all the glory.
就是那一位受所有的荣耀的那位主。
That's what your life should be all about.
那我们的生活，你们的生活都应该是这样。
The chief end or purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
我们最终的目的就是要荣耀那位主，来赞美他，来荣耀他。
It's not about my glory.
不是关于我的荣耀。
It's not about your glory.
也不是你的荣耀。
It's about Jesus' glory.
是耶稣的荣耀。
It's all about him.
完全就是他的。
And when we show favoritism, we are detracting and taking away from his glory.
如果我们有偏心偏袒，那我们就把他的荣耀给剥夺了。
This is the form of this verb is a present tense command.
那这里用的那个动词是一个现在进行时。
It could be translated as stop.Showing favoritism, or don't make favoritism your habit.
它也可以翻译成你要停止拥有，或者是不要让它成为你的习惯。
The grammar matters.
所以说这里语法也是很重要的。
And the word for favoritism in the original language is from two words, face and accept.
那这个偏袒偏心这个原词它是由两个词来组合起来的，一个是面对和另外一个接受的意思。
So it means to accept a face.
所以它的意思就是说你接受某一张脸。
To make unjust distinctions between people by treating one person better than another.
也就是通过对待一个人比另外一个人更好，来使人与人之间产生了不公正的区分。
I don't think I've ever shown a YouTube video in church.
我想我应该在过去从来没有在教会展现过一个油管的那个视频。
Before he hits play on this, I'll just one second. Let me just set it up a little bit.
让我先给大家介绍一下。
It's a car commercial.
那是一辆汽车的广告。
And I remember this car commercial when it was on TV.
我非常清楚地记得在电视上看到了这样一个汽车的广告。
And I thought in my mind, it was probably about 10, 15 years ago.
大概我想了想，大概要有十到十五年以前。
32 years ago.
啊，事实上是三十二年以前。
This commercial, watch it.
好，那我们一起来看一下这个。
If I could afford a sports sedan, the road would belong to me. Bob, I'd have one of those multi-valve engines, independent suspension, and of course, a spoiler on the back. Yeah, if I could afford a sports sedan, life would be a cruise.
Oh, it's you, Bob.
Introducing the new Nissan Sentra SER. Because rich guys shouldn't have all the fun.
Wouldn't you love to be treated that way?
如果你也被这样对待了，你会觉得非常开心吧？
To have the police officer pull you over and, oh, it's you, Bob.
啊，当一个交通警把你抓到一旁的时候，然后但是看到你就说啊，原来是你呀。
One of my daughters recently had to complete a course in traffic safety.
我的一个女儿在最近她需要去完成一项交通安全课。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
She got a ticket.
因为她受到了罚单。
As parents, we teach our children.
正如我们作为家长的来教导我们的小孩
，Follow the law，
遵守法律
，Don't drive too fast，
不要开得太快。
But there's nothing that teaches you like having those lights in your rearview mirror。
但是也从来没有经常说过，当警灯在你后面闪烁的时候，你该怎么办
？The police officer did not come up and say, "Oh, it's you."
啊，那交通警他没上来说啊，原来是你。
No.
没有这样做。
And let's just say that her bank account was impacted by her decision.
啊，那我们就说她的银行账户也受到了影响。
Because we didn't pay that for her.
因为我们没有给她付那个。
And that hurts.
非常受到伤害。
Favoritism. Or it may be people that don't get a ticket because they're married to a police officer.
或者他没有受到罚单，可能是因为他与和一个交通警。
And I like police officers.
我喜欢那些警察。
Okay. Yeah. But favoritism, it's a real thing.
但是偏袒，事实它就是会发生。
But it's prohibited in this text. And here's the second point. Not only is favoritism prohibited, but favoritism makes you act like God.
偏袒不单是禁止的。那我们今天要说的第二点，偏袒。他也会让你自己自以为行事像神。
James tells a story.
雅各在这里告诉了讲了一个故事。
Two men who entered at different times into their meeting place.
有两个人，他在不同的时间进入了他们聚会的地点。
It's interesting, the word for meeting that the NIV has here is the Greek word for synagogue.
很有意思的是他们这里说的聚会的地点在古希腊文里面也就是会堂的意思。
Now later in the book, in chapter 5, verse 14, he'll refer to the elders of the church and uses the word for church.
那么在后面我们也可以看到他在后面讲到用这个词的时候呢他指的是教会的意思。
These were many, the people he was writing to were former Jews who were used to hearing about worshiping at synagogue. So synagogue and church are used interchangeably.
那在古时候由这些古犹太人写的这些文章里面可能这个会堂和教会这两个词基本上可以通用。
The favoritism was based on appearance.
那这个偏心偏袒是基于外表。
One man was dressed like a rich man.
有一个人穿着看上去像是个富人。
He had a gold ring on.
它有个金戒指。
Very showy, not like this plain wedding band.
非常非常的华丽，不像是我戴的这个结婚戒指。
Rings could actually be rented for special occasions to make you appear rich.
在那时候，戒指是可以租赁的，能够让你显得你很富有。
He was wearing fine clothes.
他也穿着华丽的衣服。
It's the same word used in Acts chapter 10 and verse 30 when an angel appeared to Cornelius in shining garments.
这个也是用在了《使徒行传》的第十章里面，曾经提到过一个天使穿着他那个闪亮的衣服在面前显现。
This may refer to the shining white garments often worn by rich Jews.
很有可能这里的词就是指在当时犹太人里面那些富人经常穿着的那些闪亮的、光滑的白色的衣服。
Do you notice it when someone is dressed really nice?
你知道有些人怎么样？
Really nice, really fancy.
Yeah, 你看到过有些人穿着的非常非常华丽吗？
Sharp clothes, nice clothes, good clothes, expensive clothes.
精美的、华丽的衣服、漂亮的衣服啊，或者是非常昂贵的衣服。
Our culture here.And really, I imagine in many countries, really promotes the beautiful people.
那在我们这个国家，我也相信在很多其他的国家都一样，我们往往会来宣传这些穿着漂亮华丽的衣服的人。
Like for the Oscars in Los Angeles.
比如说在洛杉矶那里举行的奥斯卡。
With all the actress, you don't normally hear about the actors' suits or tuxes. You hear about the ladies' dresses.
你可能不常看到会讲男演员他们穿着的他们的燕尾服，但是往往是更注重于那些女明星他们穿的那些非常昂贵的衣服。
And they'll even mention the name of the designer that custom made that dress for her for this event.
往往他们还会提到那位设计者为他们亲自制作的那些设计者的名字。
To that I say, who cares?
如果要我说的话，谁关心这些呢？
Why is this news that I'm reading when I go to my news app?
为什么这种事变成了一个新闻？当我去想要查看的时候
，That's not news. That's nonsense.
这个根本就不是好的新闻。
Fine clothes, jewelry, showy.
华美的衣服，华丽的首饰。
And then there's another guy who came to church.
另外又进来了一个人。
He didn't have nice clothes.
他没有很好的衣服。
And you should be grateful that I did not. His clothes were filthy, dirty.
他穿着的是肮脏的、旧的衣服。
I think the screen had on a shabby.Shabby.
在那个上，在屏幕上，我们这里可以看到，他用的词就是肮脏旧的。
Now, this is the New International Version, but I must have a different edition of the NIV because mine has filthy or dirty clothes. But anyway, filthy, dirty, shabby.
可能是翻译上面有所不同，用的版本不同啊。我那个上面说的是肮脏和旧。
Poor people in those days, such as slaves, often only had one set of clothes.
因为在那时候的穷人往往是那些奴隶，他们可能就只有一套衣服。
Imagine if you only owned one set of clothes.
让我们想象一下, 如果我们就只有那么一套衣服的话,
we are so wealthy, we can't really comprehend that.
我们其实都很富有, 我们往往不能理解那样的状况。
And I'm not wealthy.
虽然我不是那么那么富有。
Nope. Not even close.
并不是那么富有。
But to compared to a lot of people in the world, I am.
但是如果和世界上其他很多人比起来, 我可能还是富有的。
And you are.
你也同样。
He didn't look so good.
他看上去很不好。
Maybe he looked like one of those people you see at the intersections begging for money.
很有可能他看上去就像你在高速上看到的，在那个交叉路口看到的那些乞讨的人。
You ever been in the grocery store and someone was shopping near you and you smelled them before you saw them?
有时候你去买日用品的时候，你有没有看到一些人，然后你会发现他们身上很难闻？
Now, I don't know if this man smelled bad or not. The text does not say that.
我并不知道这个人是不是闻上去很糟糕, 这文字上并没有说。
I would imagine, perhaps this person didn't smell bad, and maybe they tried to wash the one set of clothes they had, but you can only get one set of clothes so clean.
可能他并不闻上，身上并没有很多气味，他也可能让他的那套衣服保持很干净。His
clothes were probably stained.
但是那套衣服也可能上面很脏。You
ever been going through your day at work and you stain your clothes in the middle of the day?
你有没有穿着一套衣服去你的工作，然后把你的衣服弄脏了呢？
And you can't go back home to change clothes, you just got to keep working.
你也不能回去换衣服,你必须,
that happened to me this week.
这件事情在我身上,这个星期就发生过。
Fast food is getting real expensive these days, and so I've been packing sandwiches for lunch.
因为现在在外面的快餐已经越来越贵了, 所以我每天都是自己带我的午餐。
And I like mustard.
我也喜欢那个芥末酱。
Anybody here like mustard?
有人喜欢芥末吗?
Four people.
啊,
okay. All right. Or you don't want to admit it. I don't know.
或者你可能不想承认。I'm
eating my sandwich of roast beef, keto bun, because we're into that, and mustard.
我正在吃我的那个牛肉的三明治。 然后里面有那个芥末酱。
And I took a bite.
我咬了一口。
And I didn't notice, but right here,
我没有,
on my thigh, there was a nice block of mustard.
我没有意识到, 但是在我的就是右腿这个裤子上就沾了一大坨芥末。
And it was a pair of pants close to this color. I think they were navy blue. And I got a napkin on there. And, you know, there's only so much mustard you can get off a pair of slides.
我大概那天是穿着一条深蓝色的裤子，然后也我也有餐巾纸在上面，但是你知道那个只能擦掉一点点的那些芥末。
And as a hospice chaplain, which is my regular job during the week, I carry a backpack. So when I went into my next visit, I held the backpack right there.
那因为我是做医务的工作，所以当我走到下一个病房的时候，我拿了我的包来遮挡我这里一块这个脏的地方。This
man's clothes were probably stained.
那这个人的衣服很有可能也是肮脏的。And
he comes into a church for the first time.
他可能是第一次来到这个会所。He
probably feels rather self-conscious.
他也可能非常自己也意识到很不好
uncomfortable
非常的不舒服。
You ever been visiting a church for the first time?
你有没有去第一次参加一个另外的教会过呢？
How were you treated?
你是被怎么对待的？
Recently, my youngest daughter, we went with her down to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, where she'll be a student.
最近我们的小女儿我们陪她去了南一州的大学那里。
And so we attended church with her on a Sunday.
我们和她一起在星期天参加了那里的教会聚会。
Guess how many families greeted us?
猜猜看有多少的家庭上来与我们打招呼？
One.
只有一个。
And they were visitors too.
他们也是去参观的学生的家庭。
As a general rule, churches are not friendly to newcomers.
总的来说，教会往往对新来的陌生人不是很友好。
Now, I'm not preaching this message here because I think that's true of this church.
我不是为了讲这个，我觉得这个教会不会是这样。
I actually think you're very friendly.
我觉得你们的教会非常非常的友好。
But this is talking about attitudes of the heart.
但这是在讲我们心里的那个态度。
And if someone came into your church and they were wearing a nice outfit versus someone who comes in and not so nice.
那当有人来到你们教会时，如果有他是穿着非常好华丽的衣服，和另外有一些人他们进来穿着是那种一样的这衣服。
That was very good.
Thank you.
That feeling of yeah.
你们的感觉就是那样的啊。
You're getting good. You might not do that on the outside, but you're thinking about it.
可能你们表面上并没有流露出来，可是你们的心里呢？
Who invited him?
谁邀请了他？
Who invited her?
谁邀请了他？
It shouldn't be that way in the Church of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的教会里，这不应该发生。
There is level ground at the foot of the cross.
在我们这里，我们应该大家都是平手。
I'm not at a higher spot than you.
我并没有在那高高居上。
And you're not on a higher spot than me.
你也没有在那高高居上。
God doesn't look at anyone's face and say, oh, it's you.
神不会看着我们每个人的脸说，哦，原来是你。
Oh, this, State Farm has a series of commercials about this.
State Farm 那个保险公司也有这样的一系列的广告。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么样的吗？
I didn't bring a YouTube video of those.
我没有找到那个油管上是关于这样的影片。
Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes? Anybody know this? Yeah? Yeah? All right.
Patrick Mahomes, 他是那个 Kansas 橄榄球队的四分卫。
Oh, and there's another quarterback, used to be with the Packers.
另外有一个四分卫。
How did I forget his name? Thank you. No, not Brett Favre. He's an old one. The more recent one. What? Rodgers. Yes. Oh, they get special. What's his first name? Mr. Rodgers. But not the one that used to teach me when I was a little child on the TV. Okay, that's a different Mr. Rodgers.
广告上这些四分卫都得到特别的对待。
The whole idea is that there's a special scheme of pricing. We get you get a special price because of who you are, a famous quarterback versus regular people.
那广告的主题就是你是因为你是一个著名的四分卫，所以你能够得到特别的优待、特别的价格。
This can happen not just people who come into church. This could be people you work with or people that you see out in the community.
这不单单是来到你们教会的人，这往往也可以发生在和你一起工作的，或者是在你社区里面。
The other day, I was going into a visit into a an assisted living facility.
有一天我到另外一个教会里面去。
And I saw a lady walking up to the front doors.
我看到有一位女士走到了门前。
She had a nice skirt on.
她有非常好。
A nice blouse.
她有非常好的衣服和上装。
And she was carrying some flowers.
她手上拿了鲜花。
And I thought, boy, she looks like a nice person.
我看了，我觉得我心想，她看上去是个非常好的人。
I never talked to her.
我并没有和她去交谈。
I have no idea if she's a nice person.
其实我并不知道她是不是那么好。
She could be a terrible person.
她有可能是非常糟糕的。
Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't use common sense when it comes to safety.
我不是说 在安全的时候，我们不应该用我们的common sense 常识。
We should use common sense.
我们要用常识。
God expects us to use our brain.
神要我们用我们的头脑。
But we must not have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of favoritism.
但是我们也要在神里面要有信心, 他不会有任何偏心。
Luke chapter 16 talks about this a little bit.
在路加福音的第六章也讲到一点。
Chapter 16, Luke 16. The rich man and Lazarus.
就是那个财主与拉萨路。
This is not the Lazarus that Jesus rose from the dead.
这个拉萨路并不是耶稣复活的那个拉萨路。
That's in John chapter 11.
那个是在约翰福音的第11章里面的那个拉萨路。
But there was a rich man who had all kinds of things, and there was a poor man who ate the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
这里讲的是那个财主，他有非常富有，有所有东西。另外一个是拉萨路是穷人，他只能吃他掉在地上的那些琐碎的残渣。
Who would you rather be?
你愿意成为当中的哪一个呢？
You say, well, I've read that chapter, so I know the answer to the question.
你会说我读过那一章节，所以我知道答案应该是什么。
Would you rather be Elon Musk or you?
你愿意是做你自己，还是做 Elon Musk呢？
How about Jeff Bezos?
或者是 Jeff Bezos呢？
Bill Gates.
或者比尔盖茨。
Those are some crazy rich guys.
那些人是超级富有的。
Amazingly rich.
非常非常奇迹般的。
But not rich in faith, best I can tell.
但是从我看来，他们在信仰里面一点都不富有。
Very rich people are seldom very godly people.
极其富有的人往往不会在灵里有富有。
Maybe that's why the Lord has not blessed you with great wealth.
也可能就是神没有祝福你，给你很多很多其他的财富。
God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith.
神拣选穷人，让他们在灵里富足。
I don't believe it's wrong to be wealthy.
当然我并不是认为富足有错。
I'm sure there are varieties of wealth represented in this church.
我相信在这个会所里就有非常非常的富有的代表。
I've seen some of the cars in the parking lot.
我看到在停车场的那些车。
You're thinking, uh-oh, maybe not.
可能不是。
It's not wrong to have nice things.
啊，并有一辆好一点的车并没有错。
It's not wrong to be wealthy.
成为富有，有钱并没有错。
It's not what you have that's the problem.
并不是你所拥有的是个问题。
It's what has you.
但是什么能够拥有你？
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
你的心在哪里，你的财富就在哪里。
Show me your checkbook and I'll show you your God.
你让我看你的支票本，我就知道你的神在哪里。
Now I'm a little off of our text.
可能我稍微偏离了一点点。
But I didn't want you to think that money is the root of all sorts of evil. It's not. The love of money is.
我不想让大家认为钱是万恶之源，但是爱钱爱财才是那个问题的所在。
The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
爱财是所有邪恶的之源。
In fact, let's look over at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
让我们来看一下First Timothy, 提摩太前书
Yep.
Chapter
6.
第六章
First Timothy chapter 6, and we'll start with verse 6.
让我们从第六节开始。
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
因为我们没带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
I once heard a man say, "You've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul."
Number eight.
That's not a verse.
Oh,
that's commentary on the verse.
Okay.
Yeah. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Verse 9, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
So if God has blessed you with wealth, you need to read the rest of this chapter, particularly verse 17 and beyond, to use your wealth for good.
如果神祝福你，如果神用财富祝福你，那你应当把这一章的后面再一起再好好的读一读，他会知道你神是需要你怎样用这些财富，用到哪里。
I think 1 Timothy 6 is one of the best chapters in the Bible on the topic of wealth.
我想提摩太前书第六章是在整本圣经里面讲论关于财富的最好的一章。
When someone comes to church or the Lord brings someone into your life and they're not one of the beautiful people.
当神带领人来到你们教会，带领人来到你们的生活当中，他可能看上去并不是那么富有的人。
How do you treat them?
你怎么对待他们？
How do you treat them?
你是怎么样，是如何来对待他？
We can show favoritism in a number of ways.
我们在很多的场合，很多的地方都会显示出我们的偏心。
By the clothes they wear.
通过他们的着装。
By the car they drive.
他们所开的车。
By the house they own.
他们所住的房子。
By the neighborhood they live in.
他们所住的小区。
By the job they have.
或者是他们拥有的工作。
By the last name they have.
或者是他们的姓什么，姓，姓，姓氏。
There's any number of ways we can play favorites.
有好多的方法我们可以产生这样的偏袒。
Do you do this at your church?
你在你们的教会会这样做吗？
In your life.
在你的生活中。
At work.
或者在你上班的时候呢？
In your family.
在你的家庭里。
James chapter 2 and verse 1. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism.
雅各书这第二章第一节，我的弟兄姐妹们，在荣耀的主耶稣基督里，你们不要以貌待人。
Before I pray, let me just mention one other thing.
在我们祷告之前，让我再来提一点。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
Are you a Christian?
你是个基督徒吗？
I didn't ask, do you believe in God?
我并没有问你是不是相信神。
I didn't ask, do you try to be a good person?
我没有问你是不是想做一个好人，做个善人。
I believe in a mount called Mount Calvary.
我相信那哥哥他山。
The only way to heaven is through a personal relationship with God through His Son Jesus Christ.
让我们能够有和他有亲自的个人关系，就是通过耶稣基督。
You must be willing to lay down your rebellion against the God of heaven.
你必须在那神天国的神的面前放下你自己的背叛。
That's called repentance.
那就是叫做悔改。
And you must believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sinners like you.
你也必须相信在那十字架上耶稣为了我们这样的罪人而死。
And that he was buried.
然后他被埋葬。
And that he rose again the third day.
他复活三日后复活。
Proving that God accepted him and his sacrifice.
神接受了他的sacrifice, 献祭。
And he'll accept anyone who trusts in Christ. Are you a Christian?
神也会接受所有相信耶稣的人。那你是基督徒吗？
If you are, this text is for you.
如果你是的话，今天的经文就是给你的。
If not, you have a greater need than showing favoritism. You need to trust in Jesus.
如果你还没有的话，你也要相信耶稣，是不会有任何偏袒。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起站起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to gather today.
我们天上的天父，我们真是感谢你给我们今天聚集的机会。
I pray you would bless my brothers and sisters here at this church.
我真是求你来祝福在这个教会的所有的弟兄姐妹。
Bless the leadership at this church.
谢谢这里的领导者。
Help the leaders to put you first.
帮助他们把你放在第一位。
Help the membership of this church to put you first.
帮助所有的会员都把你放在那第一位。
And God, I pray you'd help us to not show favoritism.
也求你帮助我们不要显示出以貌待人这样的偏心。
Based on someone's appearance.
无论是根据那个人的外表。
Or in any other way.
或者是任何其他的方式。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我以耶稣基督的名义祷告。Amen.
Thank you.
我们下面是领圣餐的时间，我们感谢神，感谢主耶稣基督为我们设立两个我们在世上需要遵守的礼仪，一个是圣餐，一个是受洗，这两个其实是相关的，因为我们教会是要求 一定是受信主而且受洗的基督徒能够领这个圣餐。那这个并不是偏心，因为刚才牧师讲了，因为我们神的救恩是给任何一个人愿意承认自己是罪人而且愿意接受他的救恩的弟兄姐妹来用。那我们教会每一年有两次的受洗的机会，是在复活节和感恩节左右。那这个圣餐的意义保罗也有很清楚的教导，我们现在来读一段经文，然后我们就开始这个圣餐。那我们请那个服侍的同工先上来呀。好，我们一起来读这一段经文，是在哥林多前书的第十一章23-29节，我们一起来读。我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主被爱的那一夜拿起饼来，主谢了说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这是我们的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。20节，喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来，所以无论何人不按你吃主的杯喝主的杯，是干犯主的身骨的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分是吃主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。好的，我们当我们拿着这个饼和杯的时候，我们可以先自己祷告承认自己的罪，求神来赦免我们的罪，然后求神来带领我们一个一个得胜的生活，一个圣洁的生活。好，我们请我们的饼和杯是合在一起的，你可以先试着把上面这个杯这个饼打开，然后我们等一会儿一起在祷告之后我们一起来领受。